all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
This is
Man, show time for my segment with Coach Kenny Blakely of the Howard Bison. Coach, good to talk to you. Week two of our segments, man. How you busy last talk, Coach?
Everything's good, boss, man. How are you, man?
Coach, I'm feeling great, man. Early November, time change. It's still warm in Georgia here, so we got that going for us right now.
Yeah, I know, man. Being in D.C., the election process is just taking place. They're counting up the ballots right now, and we're about 22 days away from our first game, man. So 3 weeks away from our first game. So it's an exciting time here in Washington, D.C.
Well, Coach, let me to our first question. How has practice been going for you and your team? How preparation's been going? How far have you guys progressed since we last talked 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, practice has been going really well. Our guys have been putting in the effort. And I'm really excited about the progress that we're making. You know, it's one of those things, man, that I think as you continue to scrimmage against yourself and practice against one another, hopefully it doesn't get mundane. But with the NCAA rules that they put in place this year with no exhibition games and no scrimmages, it's going to make it really tough for our guys, you know, not to have that opportunity to compete before our first game. So, we're just trying to keep things exciting and upbeat and at a pace that they love to play at.
Has it mean more contact, Coach, than usual? I know a lot of times you don't go live too much. So does that mean a little bit more contact, a little bit more actual live or 5-on-5 scrimmage in there?
Yeah, we've definitely, Boss Man, have done more scrimmages this year. Maybe not for a longer period of time, but certainly in segments than we worked on last year, just for that particular reason. So some of the things that we're trying to do, last Saturday, we went 4 10-minute quarters to try to simulate a little bit of a game type situation with the 40 minutes, but to run the guys a little bit longer than they probably would run with their 4-minute kind of segments during a normal game with the TV timeouts. So we're just trying to think outside the box, what our players may need, what our team may need right now to try to get prepared for our first game on November 26th.
Now, Coach, when trying to make a practice plan during this weird time, I know that has to be also a headache for you to try to make the right practice plan, make sure you did the right drill work, the right amount of shell work. So how was that been too, along with trying to get everything else going for you guys?
Well, I mean, Boss Man, it's crazy because with, you know, remote school right now, and we have a kind of like a, you know, different guys that are different grades in terms of years in school. We have some guys that, we have one gentleman that's a grad student, so, you know, he'll miss a considerable amount of practice. We have other guys that have classes, and you know, here at Howard, you know, the class work and the school work, you know, precedence everything else in terms of athletics and what we're trying to do, and rightfully so. So we have guys coming in and out of practice. Sometimes we have 9 guys, and I might have to jump into a drill to make 10 for about 2 seconds before I realize I'm not supposed to be out there. But no, it's been fascinating in trying to be creative to give our guys what they need. We've done a whole lot of stuff on 4-on-4, and even in segments where we've done, you know, for the first month and a half, it was just a lot of 4-on-4-on-4, where we've been trying to introduce a lot of new concepts and new thoughts, new ideas to what we're trying to do offensively and defensively.
And Coach, what I've learned from talking to a lot of coaches around the country is that the team shooting has gotten better because of not being able to actually play. They've had a lot of shooting drills and getting better with shooting basketball, Coach. So how has that been with your guys shooting the ball more by themselves, working on individually? So how are all your young men's shots progressed so far?
Yeah, we were already last year, Boss Man, one of the top 100 three-point shooting teams in the country. And that's a big thing for our program. So the type of young men that we want to bring in and we want to recruit to be a part of our program is, you know, guys that can really, really shoot the ball and that are super skilled. So it's certainly something that we've emphasized in our workouts and in our practices. It's something that I hope carries over to our season when we begin.
And, Coach, I got to tell you, we got great feedback about our segments, Coach, from last time. And what I told people is it's good for Coach Blake because he got those rocks from Charlotte and Columbia, which is 3 hours of the road from here, and I-85 Club is 4 hours away east of here. So you got 2 young men on your roster with some regional appeal to guys. So tell us about those young men on your roster from Columbia and Charlotte, North Carolina, for my listeners here who are very excited to hear about, you know, that you have some guys on the roster from this area.
Well, you know, to have guys well, one, we can't talk about prospects. We can't mention them by name. But we do have some young men. We have Khalil Robinson that's from Columbia, South Carolina, that's on our roster. Mm-hmm. My whole family, Boss Man, is from that Charlotte area down in North Carolina, Monroe, Kannapolis, Pageland, South Carolina, that Rock Hill area. So I'm very familiar with that area, and certainly we have ties there. Howard is one of those brands that really resonates, and we have a nice alumni following down there. So we want to continue to stay diligent on the recruiting trail down in North and South Carolina, that Georgia area, which has been such a fertile ground for basketball talent over the years, and see if we can make some inroads there as well as other places in the country.
Most definitely, Coach. And that's why I'm telling people, my listeners, hey, this is great for Coach Blake's program because I play at Howard's, a top 100 university in the nation. And I want to help this program grow and help Coach grow his program. So I'm happy to do this for Coach because I tell you, a lot of guys in Atlanta can come up there and help you out. I hope they will do it for you, Coach, along with your DMV guys as well, man.
No doubt. Well, there's so many really good AAU programs in the Atlanta area, and so many high schools that have done a great job, and teaching down there is superior. Some of our really good friends are part of some of those organizations and schools down there, and I've followed them for years. So I know what kind of job those guys are doing down there on that AAU grassroots level and the high school level, and even the player development side of the basketball. So, you know, we're going to keep being diligent, develop those relationships, and hopefully we can show those young men in those areas what the future of Howard basketball is all about.
Now, Coach, Chris Paul, man, the Move app will be wearing the Bison, man, on his sneakers. Man, tell us about that. I saw that on the website. I want to get listening to hear about Chris Paul, where he has going. So what are your thoughts on him representing the Bison with his new Move app initiative?
Well, I think Chris Paul has been one of the champions, if not the champion, of HBCU. We have a student on campus that has a brand called Heritage, Legacy, and Pride that Chris Paul kind of exclusively wore inside the bubble when the NBA returned down in Orlando. Every day he was repping either a different HBCU in terms of his gear or had an HBCU on his Jordan brand sneakers that he wore during the games. And with those Jordan brand sneakers, he auctioned all of them off and donated all the funds to the men and women programs of those certain HBCUs that he was representing on his shoes, which is, Chris Paul is such a guy that's been somebody that has led, he's serving and he's giving back. And that's such a wonderful thing for, Chris CP3 to do. And, he has a direct connection with HBCUs like a lot of us does. I think he said that all his family have gone to HBCUs, and he's enrolled currently in Winston-Salem State, where he is about to get his undergraduate degree. So, I thank Chris all the things that he's done for our universities and looking out for all the HBCUs as he's been on his journey to bring more awareness to those different universities.
And Coach, also saw we have you being the Mako Duke Classic, Metal Classic, man. You're going to play in Elon and Bellarmine. I said on Coach Davenport last week, actually, and Duke will be playing the same schools. Well, tell us about that. How you and Coach K came together on this the Duke Medical Classic, the Mako Classic, and tell us also about your relationship with Coach K. And people don't know you played for him. Tell us more about how you and him still connected and how he's helping out the Howard Bison as well.
Yeah, well, with the Duke Classic, it was something that he reached out to me about. I had saw it online and I actually reached out to him because, with COVID, and then all of the different, areas that are being affected right now, a lot of games are being canceled. Teams can't find games. And at the time I was just searching for games. So I saw that there was a leak of a Duke MET that was going to take place. So I immediately reached out to him and said, hey, if there's an opportunity for us to be a part of this, please let us be a part of it. He had talked about some other schools that he had reached out to, but if anything fell through, he would love to consider us to be a part of it. So when, some things fell through, he reached out to me. We had several conversations about it. We jumped on it immediately because to be associated with, anything that he's doing and anything that's affiliated with Duke University, my alma mater, is something special and unique to us. One thing we have at Duke is something called the Brotherhood. And, in that Brotherhood, we talk about us taking care of one another. All my staff, I have myself, I have Tyler Thornton, who's a Duke grad, and Thomas Hill, who also is a Duke grad. And then, my agent is someone that I played with, Carmen Wallace. So we got, just in my immediate circle is four guys from the Brotherhood, but we're all African-American. And that was really important for me to connect the dots back to Duke, but also connect the dots with our race and with our heritage.
Most definitely, Coach. And playing I feel bad because of Coach Davenport. He started from scratch. They're going to A-Sun, come from D2, man. And Bellarmine, man, he's a great guy to talk to, man. I know you played him in Elon as well, North Carolina as well. So, I mean, you forgot two good games, man. And Bellarmine's had a history of being good in D2 for all those years, man. So, those will be tough games for you and your staff to prepare for. But I know you all can probably pull it out. I got colleagues in the Bison and you, Coach. I know you all do it.
Well, I think when I saw the two opponents, I was like, oh heck, Coach K set me up. But it, you know, I think early on for us to go against Mike Scroggie and the good Bellarmine team and well-coached Bellarmine team, and Mike's doing a super job down at Elon, it's not going to do anything but prepare us for the season. And with all the tough MEAC competition that we're going to have to face this year. So we're excited about those opponents to be able to play those guys that do such a good job. The Bellarmine program has come from a D2 program to a D1, but they've had so much success in at their level and beating Division I teams. And I only see that, moving forward with those guys doing the same things. The other thing is that, with Mike Scroggie, the places he's been, he's studied under Coach K for a number of years. He was at Ohio State and other places. He's one of the most, he's a young, well-respected coach that's going to get that Elon program turned around real soon. So we're looking forward to both of those games and being part of the Coach K and Duke University MTE.
I saw you at the D.C. Paradise Jam. You have coached. I saw you playing Belmont to be part of George Mason and Northeastern. Now, Belmont, I'm a Tennessee State guy, coach, and that's right down the street from Tennessee State. So my mom is a Lipscomb girl, so my mom cannot stay at Belmont that she went to Lipscomb. That's their rival on Belmont Boulevard. So for me, I know that's where I'm very well, Casey Alexander, a good friend of mine as well. So, and George Mason's always in A-10 doing something like Northeastern as well. So, I mean, Coach, you got a heck of a four teams coming to D.C. to play you guys, man, at the not your place, but another place in D.C. that you're playing at. So, tell us more about that MC as well, Coach.
Yeah, well, the Paradise Jam, as you mentioned, with Belmont, George Mason, Northeastern. Again, three really good head coaches that can coach their tails off and three really good programs. We're going to have our work cut out for us. One of the things is that a lot of people to the outside observer may not know a lot about these universities, the Belmonts or the Bellarmines or the Elons or, the Northeasterns. But they're all really, really good basketball programs, and they are going to challenge us and make us think and react in a way that is certainly going to be good for us, especially going into the MEAC conference. We're looking forward to the Paradise Jam. We have an extremely young team and a lot of guys that haven't played a lot of minutes, and it's going to be one of our first three games. We open up on the 26th, 27th, and 28th. So we're going to have those challenges and be throwing our guys to the fire right away. But I hope they respond. I know we'll be prepared, and it should be a lot of fun.
Most definitely, Coach. Now, Bill Cohen's done a great job up there in the CAA, and then Coach George Mason always said they always tough. He kind of like your neighbors almost, too, right over the river there. So, regional flow as well.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. The George Mason game is going to be a little local rivalry. All these guys, they play down in Georgetown during the summer in the Kenner League, which is one of the best summer leagues in the country. So a lot of these guys have played high school ball against one another or AAU ball with on the same team. So it should be a lot of fun and great for the city.
And, Coach, I know they're still on the website and go get tickets to see you guys play. Dollar deposit at gbison.com. So now what's the word for fans coming to your game so far? Is the mayor kind of clear that for you guys to have fans at your game so they can get those tickets, come see you guys play with that deposit? So how's that going for you guys, Coach?
Yeah, right now, things are still up in the air. We are on 100% lockdown. School is all remote right now, but we are going into a hybrid form, I think, starting in January. So that may open up, and I have opportunities for people to come watch us play a little bit. Maybe it's at a 25% occupancy, but I think having some people in the stands, if it's safe, versus not having any people in the stands is still better. But, we want to certainly protect the health and the well-being of our students, our student athletes, and people in the community here in Washington, D.C.
A little light question for you, Coach, to finish off today, Coach. Tell us a great food spot to go to in D.C. We come to D.C. from Atlanta. We should go get us some food in D.C., Coach. Tell us a good spot or two.
Well, I think you have to try to find any spot that has chicken and mambo.
Okay.
So Mambo is a sauce that we put on fried chicken wings here in D.C. And it is sort of a D.C. legacy. Most of the D.C., we call them carryouts, but a lot of people call them grab and goes now, carry chicken and mambo. So if you ever can find a place that has really good chicken and mambo, that is the place I would recommend. There's a couple places that are my go-tos, the Hamilton, another spot called Duffy's, another spot over on the uptown side on 14th Street called Smokey's. That's my kind of my go-to spot when I'm on the upside side of town in Washington, D.C. But those are three spots that are my favorite for chicken and mambo.
Coach, you the man. So, folks, come to D.C. You know where to go, man. Coach gave me the idea, chicken and mambo sauce. Man, I love it, Coach. I'm putting it on my list as well, man, when I come up there and see you guys, man.
Boss, man, I can't wait, man, for us to get out and to show you around town and also introduce you to some delicious D.C. cuisine.
Oh, I can't wait, because I love to eat, man. So, I can't wait for that, buddy.
I'm right there with you, boss, man. It'll be fun.
Coach, man, thank you for your time today. Good. We're doing this 2 more weeks. I can't wait to talk to you again, my brother. Be safe, Coach. Look forward to it, man.
Absolutely, man. Stay well. I hope you guys down in Georgia figure out this election thing and look forward to the right outcome coming from the count of everything down in Georgia.
Yes, indeed, Coach. Hey, prayers up as we speak, man.
Absolutely. Take care, boss, man. Be good.
Hey, see you, Coach. Be good, buddy.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.